What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Tigress Queen, and welcome to our corner of the world, Tigress Corner Talk Radio, where we aim to give you the WTH and the SMH in news, entertainment, and hot topics. This edition of Tigress Corner Talk Radio is brought to you by Tigress Lane Enterprises, in association with Blog Talk Radio Network, Porsche Media Group, and Silky Milk is Laughter Entertainment. So if it's a frigid cold night where you are, then curl up with your favorite hot cup of something and enjoy this 30-minute ride. Now let me introduce my two favorite co-hosts with the most smooth caramel, Mr. Carl D. and Silky Milk Mike J. How you fellas doing tonight?
This is Smooth Caramizel. What's up, Miss Tigress? Wow.
You know what? Let me tell you something smooth.
That growl right there, man, I'm telling you, the hairs on my neck stood up. And I ain't gonna tell you what else came up here, too.
Amen
to that.
Amen.
What you got to say about that, Miss Tigress?
Did it make you tingle a little bit?
Tangle it.
Ooh-wee.
And smooth, must I say, you getting real good with that growl.
Well, you know, I try sometimes.
Well, okay, boys, we're going to get right into tonight's topic. And I will say that it's a controversial one. And I want to first start off by saying, just kind of putting out that disclaimer to our listeners. The thoughts, views, and comments that you guys will hear tonight from all of us are not necessarily the views or comments of Blog Talk Radio Network or any of our program associates. Of course, they never are. And more importantly, nothing said tonight will be meant to intentionally hurt, offend, or demean anyone of any particular group or orientation. Now that we've got that out the way.
You are talking for yourself, right? Because I'm here. Silky is here to offend.
Smooth is too.
We're going to step on some toes.
Let's do this Thug Thizzle.
We're going to hurt them corns.
Well, I guess everybody better prepare then, because this one's a kind of a controversial one. So, but anyway, I want to start off by saying I'm all for equal rights when it comes to race and gender in the workplace, in the armed forces, in our justice system, when it comes to getting fairly treated in due process, right?
Uh-oh.
However, when it comes to certain rights involving sexual orientation or preference, I think that some things need some boundaries, which y'all think?
Well, you're going to have to explain.
Oh, I'm about to get into
that.
It.
Yeah, you got to explain.
Let us know what you mean, Tigress.
Well, for me personally, I don't have anything against anyone in the LGBT community.
What does that stand for?
That's lesbian, gay.
Part-timer?
Ooh-wee.
No, lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender community.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, LGBT.
Ooh-wee.
That's what I said.
Oh, I thought you were talking about LGBT. About to say, they lesbian or gay part-time?
No.
Oh, okay.
And I'm not judging anyone because it's not my place, just like it's not y'all's place, right?
Well.
Now, wait a minute.
Nope.
Hold on. However, there are some issues and opinions that I do have, and I'm sure y'all gonna have tonight too. So let me tell you what happened today. I was listening to a certain famous morning show that I won't say, because they ain't paying us to say their name on the air.
Ain't no more famous than ours, but go ahead.
Okay, I feel you on that.
Yes, indeed.
Anyway, so they were talking. They were giving the news like they normally do, and she was talking about how this group called the M-I-A-K-A's, the Mayakas, whatever it's called. It's a group of gay men who are threatening to file a lawsuit against the Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority for discrimination and homophobia.
Really?
Because they want to join the AKA sorority.
Okay. Continue.
I see where it's going too, Tigress.
Well, so they even went so far as to start an unapproved, unofficial chapter of the AKA sorority called the Mayakas, like I said before, which stands for Men Interested in the Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority at Texas Southern University and Prairie View A&M University, I think it's called, using the same signature rituals same sorority call as the AKAs, and even wearing the same colors. And had the nerve to add insult to injury. They had the nerve to film and perform a probate step show using the same steps and calls as the AKAs.
Now, was this step show, did they have their hands out? How do you say it? Silky. Like they was in the choir. One was left to right.
Was they wrist out? Was they?
Now, and you know, it's funny because I watched the video and I seen the pictures of them. They pose just like the AKAs. They wear the pink and green vests.
Oh, Lord.
Pink and green. Okay.
Yeah, because that's the colors of the AKAs.
Okay.
They have the same hand gestures, everything.
Okay. Okay. All right. Let me go on ahead and speak on this.
You are really itchy. I can see it.
I mean, we try to let loose, but you still going on.
My bad. I had to kind of lay the groundwork for y'all.
And I love it.
Yeah, so y'all can give your opinion.
Okay, so on behalf of my black and gold colors, my A5A brothers, there it is, 06, we cannot allow men in the AKA sorority. Once again, it is a sorority, which means that it is for women.
And it's a sisterhood.
It's a sisterhood. Now, my thing is if you were born with a male genitalia.
Okay. That's what I was getting ready to say. Mm-hmm.
You need to come on over.
Give it to him, Sam.
If you have a penis in between your legs.
In your legs. You need to come on over to the church house. Don't come over to the Alpha house.
Just come on over to the church
house. Just come on over to the church house. Because we got real men in the 1906 now. We ain't playing.
Okay, you know what? It almost sounds like you trying to advertise for the Alphas. We ain't talking about that right now.
Hey, what's up, bros? So, what's up out there to my ice cold brothers?
But no, like real talk, what do y'all think about that, though?
You know what? This is, you showing up picked a good topic tonight. I don't know what you was sipping on today at work, but you didn't even have to bring this up today. But since you did.
It was my usual large French vanilla.
Latte.
Yes.
Oh, is that how you get down at work?
That's how I get down. That's how
okay,
I roll.
You said it real nice.
Shout out
to McDonald's. But go ahead.
I'm going to see. I take this personal. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying?
See, I know you do, Silky, because.
Yeah. Because there's a foundation that was laid. You know what? My thing is you can't cross no barriers. All right. Now, I ain't saying nothing against the gay community. The LG, what is it? LSG?
LGBT.
LGBT.
EBT.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Are you with me?
LGBT.
Okay. All right. LGBT. Let's get back to the truth. That's what it should stand for.
Okay. Go ahead, Silky. I see you with your little creativity.
You better watch out now.
Go ahead now.
Give it to him, Silk.
Let's get back to the truth. You a man. You were born a man, so quit trying to be a woman. I ain't never seen a sexy man. I'm just saying. So you would never make it as an AKA. You would never make it as a my AKA. You see what I'm saying? That MI should stand for Mission Impossible, because you ain't going to get in.
I will say, God made Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve around this month. You understand what I'm saying, Silk?
Yeah. I'm with you, Smooth. S&S. We don't play Silk and Smooth.
That's right.
Boo. We gonna blow up on something.
Okay. Well, the ironic thing there, because I have some more information.
Oh, Lord. You're killing me. My blood pressure went up already.
I'm doing my job.
Oh, God.
But the ironic thing is that they actually just may have a legitimate case. Because ever since our current president, Mr. Barack Obama, became the first president in American history to officially endorse same-sex marriage, now it's leaving the playing field wide open for the LGBT community to start fighting for other rights. And this is just one of the things added to the list.
Okay, I don't see nobody fighting to get into their organization.
Exactly, because I said, I said, well, what's next? Are gay women going to try and pledge a fraternity? And if they don't get let in, are they going to file a lawsuit too?
I don't know, because there's some women out there that's got bigger muscles than most of the guys I know. You see what I'm saying? Smooth.
But right.
They look diesel. You know what I'm saying? We just might need them. You know.
Oh, so it's okay for them to do it?
Oh, no, heck no.
Oh, I was getting ready to say.
I'm just saying, they might come in handy when we need an extra bouncer at the alpha parties.
And you got that right.
I cannot say
it. I done seen some bodybuilding chicks that are fold a brother up.
I know what you wanted to say.
You know what I wanted to say. Beep, beep.
He wanted to say the N-word.
And we can't say the N-word on Miss Tigress, yo.
Right, right.
That's right, fellas. We had a meeting about that. But anyway, so I feel like this. Whatever your personal and inner truth is, be it homosexuality, lesbianism, bisexuality, transgender, whatever, that's your truth and your business.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm okay with that. I'm not okay with what you're doing, but I'm okay with whatever your truth is for you. But I have a problem with it when you try to enforce it upon me or a group of people like sororities and fraternities. I don't know what y'all think about that, but that's my issue with it. My thing is, why can't they just go start their own independent gay...
You see what I'm saying?
Queen, whatever, yeah. You know...
They started off
sorority.
With the rainbow, so leave the pink and the green alone, okay? Don't be trying to infiltrate colors.
And the thing about it is, they're currently operating two chapters using AKA ritual.
It's, oh, my goodness.
And their what do you call it? Their,
What am I looking for?
I don't know either.
Cities?
No, they're using their practices.
What practices?
Like the hand gestures, the calls.
So they got their own signs, like crypt signs and all that.
Yeah, they took the sign from the AKA. Yeah, you can't do that unless you in. You see what I'm saying?
Well, see, that's the thing, though. AKAs, from what I read, cannot do anything about it right now because of the fact that they're being accused of discriminating against gender and homosexuality.
Okay, I'm going to put this out here on the radio to my AKA sisters. If you can't do nothing, call the Alpha Brothers and we'll sneak in and we'll get them cats, all right? I'm just saying. We're going to get them cats, all right? Y'all ain't got to do...
You might not come back out if you sneak in and get them. They look a little... Some of them look a little strong now.
Hey, let me tell you something about us Alpha Brothers.
Now, wait a minute.
We don't
Us, now I'm about to step on your toes.
Uh-oh. Come step on them
because,
then, Tigress.
You know, out of all the fraternities, alphas are known to have more gay men than other fraternities.
You see what I'm saying? Because we don't discriminate. So now, why are you trying to push the barrier?
Because they don't want to be frats. They want to be sisters.
Well, they can't be sisters.
You can't be sisters.
You can't be a sister.
You can't be
they
a sister.
They want to be sisters.
You see, the thing is we, all fraternities, I'm about to say, we have some harsh practices, but we ain't really discriminating against nobody. It's really for the upliftment and the edification of trying to help each other out. Now, the problem I have is with these young cats that have turned the fraternities to a gang. There was no reason for anybody in a Divine Nine to be fighting against each other. That's not the way it was set up. So my thing is I understand that you take pride in your frat and you take pride in your sorority, but you're supposed to do your fighting when you stomp the yard. And that was a good movie, too. You see what I'm saying?
Okay, well, let's come back to this because I don't know where
that movie was good.
Yes, it was good.
So I was just throwing that out there.
But I also feel like too many people these days, especially since the whole gay marriage thing has really become almost like mainstream and popular now.
Right.
And just by the way, I am against it. I'm not ashamed to say it because I know what my Bible says. And it's not about just preaching. It's just in general. I'm against that.
Oh, I'm against it too, Miss Tigress.
You know, my thing is if y'all, the whole thing for gay marriage in the first place was so that if something happens to their domestic partner, they can have legal rights to their,
They're not shut out.
Well, my thing is just change the law to where your domestic partner, you know, leave the word marriage out of it. Leave the minister out of it. Leave the church out of it. Just if you want to have a domestic partner, that's your business.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want rights to be able to, if something happens to your domestic partner, you want rights to be able to have access to them or have access to their stuff or have a say-so over what happens to them, then
right.
That's fine. But leave the word and the union of marriage out of it. That's just my opinion.
Well,
and see, I think, go ahead, Smooth. Go ahead. You look like you got something to say.
Well, what I wanted to say is, I can't believe that they actually have a gay Bible.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, they do.
And I was shocked, like, what it's in the world is going on?
Didn't you say it's called the Queen James Version?
Yeah, exactly.
It sure is.
If I'm not mistaken, and I was so shocked, like, this gay community, they serious. The LGBT, EDT, ET.
ADT security.
They not playing. I don't have anything against the gay community, but I'm a Christian man. I believe my word. Right. And sometimes, y'all don't have to act like that. Y'all don't have to act like a female. Come on. If you like a man, and you like a man, okay? If you want to play swords, which is both of y'all playing with your wiki woo or your penis and your dirty tire.
It's all good.
It's all good. Well, do what you do.
But when you start with... It's you're pushing the limits when you're wearing high heels and a thong and you got both your nuggets, you see what I'm saying, falling out the side of the...
Right.
Ain't nothing sexy about that when you sit
it
down
is
at
not
McDonald's.
Sexy.
You see what I'm saying?
Well, it is not
now,
sexy.
Minute,
your
now,
nuggets.
Let's clear something up. This group of men are not wearing heels.
Not yet. It is still early in 2015.
They are not wearing heels and they are not wearing dresses. They're just wearing the same colors.
How do you know what they do at night?
Well, that ain't none of my business what
they
right. do at night. Okay?
Because
they
could be
don't
dressing
want to know
up.
What they doing at
they
night.
Could be dressing up. They could be breaking out their butt
and
beads.
Hey,
you see
guess
what I'm
what?
Saying? Putting on their.
Guess what, though? What they do behind closed doors is their business.
That is right.
That is true.
So I really don't care what they're doing. They could be hanging from, well, anyway.
Say what you're going to say, Miss Tigress.
They could be doing whatever.
They all
as long
hanging.
As they don't try to impose that on the rest of us who don't agree with that. Y'all see what I'm
yeah,
saying?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I completely agree. The thing is we ain't bothering y'all. We
so
are not,
don't come bothering
yeah,
us.
We're not, you know, trying to come to your community and sign up. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, they would welcome
to
you,
be,
honey.
Well, I know they would.
They would welcome both of y'all.
Silky, a little sexy, you see what I'm saying?
I figured, and Smooth don't do bad himself.
You see what
that's
what
I said, they would welcome both of y'all.
But don't try to come up on me, because I don't like that.
Right.
I don't get down like that.
We don't have nothing in common.
Right, because I ain't dropping no soap. No soap at all. No Irish Spring, no Axe, no Zest.
None of that. We ain't worried about that. So don't come to our side trying to infiltrate. Do what you do, but stop trying to establish
your
own.
Did you say trying to infiltrate?
They're trying to infiltrate. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, use your words wisely on that one, because that could be taken a couple of different ways. But
yeah.
Anyway.
Well,
it was flowing, once again.
Right.
It was flowing good, Silk.
Yeah, infiltration. Yeah, it's...
See, there again.
Yeah, it's,
there
it,
again.
Yeah.
I mean, but it's flowing.
And that's even worse.
That's what I'm saying. So I can
but penetration is in this topic, because that's what they do, penetrate from the behind.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me bring it back. And women just, oh my goodness, what is it called? Carpet munching?
Yeah.
Wait, oh my gosh.
Uh-oh.
We are not about to go that route.
Let me bring it back.
Let's come back.
All right.
But on a serious note, y'all crazy. Let me just say that right now. Y'all are crazy. Ooh, Jesus. Y'all pray for me. Y'all pray for me.
We
please.
Said one for you before.
No,
we
not
came.
Y'all.
Oh,
not,
oh,
not
sorry.
You. Not
right.
You and Smooth. No.
Oh, we
no,
pray
no.
for the Tigress.
I was waiting on that, Smooth. I was waiting
that's
on that.
That's my
one.
Line. That's my hook.
That's a tight hook there, Smooth. Yes.
But no,
sir.
Seriously, I think that, especially with this particular situation, I think that. Excuse me, y'all.
Oh, you are excused.
Thank right. you so much. But no, I think that too many people, regardless of who they are and what they do, I think that in this day and age, too many people are starting to take advantage of and abuse the struggle, the real struggle of the word equality and what it's really supposed to mean. I think they're starting to take advantage of that. And I feel like our civil rights activists did not fight and die for our rights to pledge you know, our own sororities or our rights to vote, our rights to work, you know, or our rights to equal quality education. I feel like for me, if they do, and if they have gone forward with this lawsuit, I think that they're mocking what our civil rights activists and the people who died for our rights really marched for.
Right.
You know what
right.
I'm saying?
Yeah.
I really feel like they're mocking the memory of it. And so for me, I say to the, how you pronounce it?
The Myaka.
The Myakas.
The Myakas.
The Myakas.
Yeah,
I say, you know, shame on you. I say, if you want to go start your own little frilly sisterhood, then go do it somewhere else.
By all means.
All means.
Wear all the lace you want.
Lace, silk, satin.
Nuh-uh, can't wear silk.
Oh, my
Victoria's
bad. My bad,
Secret.
My bad.
Break it all out.
My bad, silk. I didn't
they can
mean
wear
that.
Polyester and cotton. They can't wear no silk. No, not in
give it to him, Silky.
You know what I'm saying?
Give it to him.
I'm so sorry.
To commend those guys, because they picked a group of some bad sisters. You see what I'm saying? Because the AKAs, they don't play. You see what I'm saying? They be on point. So they could have done bad, you know, by doing the
Zetas. But see,
you know,
one thing we know about the AKAs, though.
Or the Sigma Gamma.
One thing we know about the AKAs, most of them are very attractive.
Oh, yeah.
But that's another mockery, because if you saw these brothers,
yeah, that's why
they look a hot mess. So that's another mockery.
So what is a hot mess? What is a hot mess to you, Miss Tigress?
Hello.
She said, "Look at me, and it's the opposite."
Tell him.
Look. She was like, "You better check my dental record."
No, these boys look a hot mess. And I'm just saying that you're choosing a sorority that is known for their attractive women.
Yes, indeed.
So you look like a hot mess compared to them.
Yeah, they need to go join the Zetas.
Really?
Oh, did I say
really?
That?
Really?
You see what I'm saying?
You can't do that.
They're never making
yeah,
it as an AKA.
Then you just make a point to say a few minutes ago that there should not be any kind of battle or hatred amongst the sororities and
no,
the fraternities.
No. We talk about each other. We
oh, it's okay to talk about each
we
other.
We can talk about each other, and whoever comes up with the best routine, that's who wins. But the fist fighting, that mm-hmm. is something that was never supposed to happen. You're supposed to, you know, rag the other, you know, fraternity. It's just all out of fun. But when it boils down to it, if somebody needed it, no matter what fraternity or sorority you're from, we all help each other. It's really, that's what it's about. Mm-hmm. So it's all community. You see what I'm saying? Even mm-hmm. though we mess with the Qs and we talk crazy to them. I know a couple of Qs and we kill each other. But when it's all said and done, mm-hmm. you see what I'm saying?
We dapping
each other and we giving each other love because we know this is all out of fun.
So would y'all let the Myakas come and join y'all if they ever decide to stop being so
flamboyant,
queenish?
We probably wouldn't discriminate, because that's not what we're about.
Exactly.
We're not about discrimination. You see mm-hmm. what I'm saying? But they would have to follow the same procedure as any straight man coming through.
You got to get more manly.
You see what I'm saying? You got to be able to do them steps. You got to be able to stay on point with
now.
Their GPA.
They can step.
Well, no.
I told y'all, watch the video.
You see,
and I know the sorority stepping is different from the
you see what I'm saying?
Fraternity
from the,
stepping.
From the fellas, because we
step.
Go all out.
Going hard.
You see what I'm saying? We all over the place. We in the air for about 5 to 10 seconds before we come down.
That's precious. That's precious. Thank you so much for that. Yeah.
Ooh, yeah, Tigress.
Mm-hmm. So anyway,
it's okay, Miss Tigers. It's okay.
You know you love them alphas, yeah.
No, I only love one.
There it is.
Well, then you love an alpha.
It is. Look at it.
Alpha.
Look at it. Cut
alpha.
Their eyes
alpha smooth. And omega. He's beginning and end.
Here because I'm a hit it from the. Oh, I'm sorry. From the beginning to the end, smooth.
I figured deal you.
I'm
like
a start.
Do what you do. Do what you do.
Go to the end.
And that's how it's supposed to be: a man and a woman, not female and female, not man and man. Although I have nothing against the. What's it called again? LBT?
No.
LCT?
No, 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 dear.
CDC?
It's the L.
Or CDO?
LGBT. BT.
JCPenney?
Lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender. And you do know what transgender is, correct?
Yes, I do.
Yes, we do.
That's a man dressing up like a woman. I don't understand that
one. That's a crossover artist. They actually got the breast and everything. They got the implants, right?
And other things. In some cases.
In the surgery, yeah.
Yeah, what other things are you talking about, Miss Tigress?
We're not going to get into all that. We're not going to get into all that.
All right, Tigress.
That right there kind of grosses me out, so I don't want to talk about
it. But it's okay.
But what do you, as Christians, because we all are Christians, we are
Yes, indeed.
Christians. What do y'all think about what is happening, how the LGBT community is starting to get more rights, and how this whole thing with same-sex marriage and things like that, and even in this situation, them joining or trying to join organizations that traditionally was not allowed before. What do y'all think about how this is spreading? I mean, is it a prediction, you think, of what the Bible said would happen in the last days?
Yes, but one thing we got to understand, that God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. Did I say it right?
Did you say Sodom?
I said Sodom, but it's say it for me, Miss Tyrus. I want you to say it for me because you say it so proper.
It's Sodom.
Sodom. Okay.
Is your name Tyrus?
Thank you, Silk.
Just trying to help my boy out.
Thank you, Silk. But he did destroy them. Mm-hmm. So eventually, we're going to be destroyed too. Now, I don't have a problem with what the gays do. You know, I mean, I know a couple gay men, so I don't have a problem with them.
Well, see, that's just it, though. It's not that we have a problem with them, because we know some.
Got some in my family. Go ahead and say it, Tigress.
Go ahead and say it, Miss Tigress. Quit being scared.
No, I didn't want to front you out like that.
Hey, we're going to keep it all the way real. That's why this is the Tigress Corner.
Tigress Corner.
See what I'm saying? That's
why it's all at 11 o'clock.
This ain't Tiger Street. On the corner. Everything happened on the corner.
Obviously.
You better watch yourself.
Obviously. But we know them too. Not just in the family, but we know them as we have a couple of friends that are. So it's not that we have anything against it. And I know that some people listening to this will think, oh, they're prejudiced. Or some of the stuff they're saying, you know, it's mean. It's insensitive. First of all, we can say what we want to say.
Speak on it.
Because you put your disclaimer out there, right?
Well, even if I didn't.
Well, there
speak
it is.
On it. Tell them.
It's
get
the
hard.
It's Tigress Corner.
Get hard.
But in other words, I better leave then. You see how she looked at me? She's like, I said it. Yeah,
right.
So what?
She said, it's my show. I'm Tigress.
But at the same time, we don't have to agree with what they do. And we are free to, just like they're free to express how they feel, what they want to do, and how they want to do it, where they want to do it, we can do the same thing. So, saying all that, I'm saying this. I don't agree with it. Didn't I say that last week about something else we talked about, too?
You sure did.
I don't agree with it.
She's not going to agree.
And I think it's a mockery of our, like I said, our ancestors. I think it's a mockery of our justice system. And I think it's a mockery of the tradition that our sororities and our fraternities were built on. And shout out to my sorors of Sigma Beta Xi Sorority Incorporated. Swans up.
Anyway. Okay. Swans up. There it is. Ooh, swans up.
Swans up. Okay. Well, this was a good discussion tonight, guys.
Yes,
right?
It was. I love it.
Interesting.
Very.
If y'all could see the look on Smooth's face right now, it's
ooh-wee.
Priceless. It's priceless.
All I got to say is, ooh wee. Miss Tiger should call me by surprise, but it's okay.
Well, I'm glad I could do that. But we're going to go ahead and bring this to a close, guys. And everybody, we've had a good time talking with you guys tonight. And thank you for listening. And this was another crazy yet interesting conversation. Wouldn't y'all say?
Oh, yes, indeed.
Okay.
Silk?
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you sit here staring at me.
I didn't know if it was okay for me to speak because the way you just went off. You see what I'm saying? I'm right here next to you. I ain't going to get cut in the throat.
Well, bless your heart. Anyway, y'all remember to tune in next Tuesday for another installment of Inspiration Tuesday right here on Tigress Corner Talk Radio, where I will give you just a little morsel of motivation and a big bowl of encouragement to help get you through the rest of your work week. Now, remember, you can send us a text message. To let us know what you think about the show or leave your comments about our show or any show topics at area code 347-769-9274. And follow our show page at blogtalkradio.com/tigressqueen. Would you stop that?
I mean, you flowing right now. I mean.
Visit Tigress Lane Enterprises and related links at tigresslaneenterprises.webs.com. Any last comments, guys?
Yeah, to all the gay men out there, just make sure you please use KY Jelly or Astral Glide. Going in dry is not cool.
Is not cool.
It is not cool. At least lube up. We ain't, you know, we just saying.
I'm just saying, silk just saying, smoothing silk just saying.
Make it easy for the next man.
And on that note, until next time, y'all, go forward in love and peace. Jesus help me.
Oh my God.